Well, Roger, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. It's good to finally get together on an update.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since we talked, but of course, it's nearing the end of summer, I guess we could say. We're still in the middle of August here, and the county's been working on quite a few projects. Why don't you go ahead and just talk about some of the bigger projects that you guys have had on the docket so far this summer?
Yeah, I kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start with our construction. We had some spring flooding issues that we had to deal with early on, and then it seems like we had one event after another with RAGBRAI and Nationals and the challenges of tulip time and all of those things we try to schedule around. And so now is our busy time in mid-August here. One of the things we've got going right now, we've got six or seven projects that contractors are working on for us. One of them is down on the highway T23 between Bussey and Hamilton, where the contractor's going to be patching that and then overlaying it. So that'll be going on in the next week or two. So people can expect some one-lane road and some delays down there. We're working on a bridge on 240th north of Pella, putting a new deck on that. I have a contractor in for that. We've got another overlay going on Rutledge, which is just west of Melcher, Dallas. And they started on some pipe work here just today. And we'll be working on that over the next couple weeks, that new asphalt to overlay there. And on probably the one that most people have seen if you drive in between Pella and Knoxville is we're doing some safety improvements on the G46 T15 intersection. If you're familiar with that, it's kind of a Y-type intersection and not the safest configuration. And so we're going to put some turn lanes in, make it a T intersection with some stop signs, and should make it a lot better situation for getting through that area. So that's going to be probably a couple months of rebuilding that intersection. We were fortunate enough to get some safety funds from the DOT to work on that one, so that's helped us out for this summer. We've got a little bridge on 115th just south of G40 that is kind of important to the local farmers and residents out there. We got a recommendation from last year's bridge inspections that we close it because of the condition, and then shortly after that, the lake came up and put it underwater. So up until now, it's been underwater. So our contractor just got in there to get started on that. He's driving new pile, and then our crews will come in and put the deck and the guardrail on it. So that little project's going on now. We have some patching going on T25, which is the highway to Tracy from 92, and then also on S45. Just south of the Y, the intersection with 5 and 92. We just finished a bridge replacement on Nixon Street, which that was a small bridge. And the last few years, we've been able to purchase railroad tanker cars, some old ones, and use those as large culverts. They work really well for us, they're the right length, and carry a lot of water. And so we've replaced any small bridges we can with those tanker cars and that one on Nixon. And we have a similar project on Tyler down south of Melcher that we're doing the same thing with a small bridge. And then our crews have been spending most of the summer working on residential streets in Tracy, Columbia, Attica, and they have a couple more in Otley to do. And after they have fixed up the drainage improvements, contractor will come in and mill up the surface, redo the base, and then put a new surface on those roads. So a lot of activity going on around the county.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. And I know, too, that you guys were involved a little bit with making sure that the RAGBRAI route was up and ready to go, too. Can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that involved?
Yeah, our crews were out most of the end of June, early part of July, making sure that we had all the potholes filled, the cracks were in good shape. We also had some folks from RAGBRAI that actually rode the route ahead of time and gave us their view, which was helpful. We understood where the bikers were coming from and were able to respond to those. And from our perspective, short of a few coordination things, RAGBRAI went off really, really well for the county.
It seems like it was a well-coordinated effort all around. I just wanted to ask you, too, I know you mentioned some bridge replacements here. At a supervisor's meeting earlier, you talked about the bridge replacement fund. Can you talk about the challenges of trying to keep up with some of these bridges in terms of what the county has, the resources the county has, versus the demands that some of these bridges have out there right now?
Yeah, we've got about 240 bridges that qualify as the definition for bridges from the Federal Highway Administration, and then a few that are smaller. And the requirements are for them to be inspected every 24 months on a routine basis. And if there are any challenges of the structure itself, then it can be as often as every year. So we keep a pretty close watch on the condition of those bridges. And right now we have about 40 that are posted for a load limit around the county. And obviously those are the ones that we concentrate on the most, depending on the traffic volume and what the cost of them is. Unfortunately, we've had to close a few that we haven't had enough money to get to before the expected life was gone and their structural integrity was severe enough that we had to close the traffic. Fortunately, they're on less traveled roads, but to those residents that are near them, that's important to them. So we hope to get some of those replaced here in the next 3 or 4 years. But the challenge is keeping up with bridges that are continually deteriorating and yet limited funding to do it. It's a juggling act every year.
All right. Well, Roger, thanks a lot for being here with us today. Thank you for the updates, and we'll look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just caution everybody when they come across these construction sites to take their time, give the workers plenty of room, slow down a little bit, make it safe for everybody.